And now,
we present to you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Catch Damon Wednesday on UrbanBroadcastMedia.com with George Wallace.
What?
Plus, Saturday, he's hosting the Chicago Urban League's Golden Fellowship Dinner at the Chicago Hilton. Seriously Ignorant News correspondent Damon Williams reports on a criminal who probably missed all his word problems in math. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a big burly ball player being bullied. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
This dude, ain't he like 6-something, 300 pounds?
Yes. Yes.
He should have just beat his butt, man. For real. And the man, see, that's just how white people curse. You know, that whole, all that stuff he said about his mama and all that. And he even, you know, he called him half an N-word, too. You know, so he got away with talking to his mama. He must have been talking to the white half, because the black half would have got in there. We just saw, man, our kids, the cyber bullies. You know, we had real bullies with bodily harm.
Right.
A bully for me was a dude 16 years old in sixth grade named Lester. He drove to school and he took our lunch money for gas.
Now that's a bully.
That's a real bully. Whatever happened to sticks and stones? But anyway.
It turned into a federal hate crime.
Yeah, indeed. But I digress. Speaking of federal, our founding fathers, they got a few things right. They kind of dropped the ball with that whole slavery thing. But the rest of our laws and rights were created to protect stupid people. One such right is that right to remain silent. Now, this was made for stupid people to shut up so they don't get themselves in trouble. And everybody needs to remember, when the police stop you, you have the right to remain silent. Now, a Bismarck man probably should have used his right, because the cops were investigating an assault. And when they got to his crib, they stumbled upon what they call a plethora of drugs and paraphernalia, including a stash of MDMA, that's that Molly, and $40,000 in cash, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, this genius said he made the money mowing lawns. $40,000. Now, to his defense, he did have grass, but it wasn't the kind you mow. Okay. What he didn't have was a lawnmower. Not a lawnmower to be found in this whole house. Seriously. If you're going to tell that lie, the one thing you need is the lawnmower. As serious as Kim and Kanye's wedding planner. You got your work cut out on this one. Trust me. Because you know Kanye want to do too much, and Kim got to at least outdo her last wedding and NeNe's wedding. Seriously. Now, speaking of being outdone, I'm outdone by this next dude. A man in Oklahoma City was pulled over for a broken tag light, which is that little light on the bulb that shows your license plate. So, to clarify, the driver, Xavier Lott, who was black in Oklahoma, got pulled over for that little bulb. I didn't even know it's such. Now, that, if it ain't me, that's DWB all day, driving while black, okay? Because I experienced this once. Now, I was in my old school car, and the cop was riding beside me.
Yeah.
He waved me over to pull over. Now, he pulled me over for my license plate tag light, which was in front of the car, which I pointed out to him, how can you see that and you beside me? So he let me go.
Uh-huh.
But Lott wasn't so lucky. His plan, he was going to use a fake name, so he thought he had warrants. So he said he gave his brother's name. Now, when it turns out, his brother actually did have warrants. He did. So when the cops told him he had warrants, he tried to change his story and use his old name. But that didn't work because his license was suspended. So he got arrested for that, plus impersonating another person, which is a charge of getting a fake name. Seriously. So, reporting to you live from Chicago, and yes, Urban Broadcast Media with George Wallace Wednesday. I'm doing a little radio show, man, 2 hours at 2 p.m. Central Time. Chief Correspondent Damon Williams.